Morrison Egan, Bob Rhodes, welcome.
Hi, Julia.
Hello, Julia.
Okay, Record Store Day 2019 is on the very near horizon. Are you feeling excited?
We're ready.
Always.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So, it's always chaos. Now, how crazy is this year?
It's controlled chaos.
Right. Yeah. We've actually made some adjustments to kind of help contain the chaos a little bit.
Well, then you are really growing along with this holiday. In a sentence, how did last year's event go?
Record setting. It was amazing. So many turntables are sold a year now. So many new customers. So many new pieces of vinyl. The attraction is magnetic.
For us too, you know, we do an awful lot of hardware business. And so we've seen that go up and up. And yeah, last year was excellent for us. It's Christmas for record stores.
Yep. We call it our Christmas.
Okay. Yep. That's fair and square. And meanwhile, now that the Record Store Day celebration is in its 12th year and into its second decade, where is this event going, would you say?
Well, looking back from where it came from, you know, where you're talking about just a couple of hundred stores throughout the country, now you've got literally thousands of stores around the world that have converged upon this day. It's been a real positive thing as far as utilizing their marketing influence to put record stores at the top of mind of communities all over the world, if but for a day.
I recently saw an article on record buyers, and only 8% of Americans are currently buying physical product. That leaves us a lot of room to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to go nowhere but up.
Nobody's going to get tired of it.
No, I don't think so. It's become a cultural phenomenon.
A great one. Mm-hmm. Yes. World round.
Yes.
It's celebrated.
It's becoming international.
Many,
now,
many
yes.
countries.
12 countries are celebrating
amazing,
this year.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Now, ambassadors, every year has one. This year it is Pearl Jam. What do you think of that?
I think it's wonderful. They were part of the big movement in Seattle, Washington, the grunge movement back in the early 90s. And they've always been fans of record stores. Easy Street Records, for example, they said that they had gone there many, many times and hung out. And for Record Store Day this year, they're actually putting out a live album that they recorded at Easy Street.
Yeah, Pearl Jam's always been one of those bands that they came up in the 90s, but they always made sure to have physical media, not just CDs, but LPs as well, of their releases
available. And they've been on the side of the store and the buyer.
Yeah, because they know that they owe their success to people on the front lines that are selling their product.
That's great, and they don't have to pay it forward, but they are.
Right,
yes. That counts for a lot.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's weigh in on special releases, starting with, can there be too many?
Certainly.
There can. However, Morris and I and all the other owners of the stores across the country, we pick and choose what our customers want. So we aren't all going to carry all 400 pieces in large quantities.
Right. And that, I think, speaks to the diversity of the titles that are available. And so there might be even huge sections of a solicitation that I might not be interested in, but there might be a store in Boise or in Hawaii or Anchorage, Alaska, that maybe does really well with something like that.
And I think even the two of you work hard on all of this to make the best for both stores and to be strengthen numbers, but you do that with the releases too, right?
I curate my store the way that I feel that our customers will appreciate and the way that I personally appreciate, and I'm sure Bob does the same.
Exactly.
And the same with every owner across the country.
And so, real quickly, what's the genre span this year?
Oh, gosh, it's all over the place. I mean, there's
everything.
A bunch of soundtracks. There's some great hip-hop. There's some great alternative rock. There's some good country.
Plenty of classic rock.
You know, plenty of classic rock. Yeah. And there's some Def Leppard pieces and things like that. So it's all over the place. If you like music at all, there is something in here for you.
Okay, let's have three favorite picks each from you guys and three only.
Gosh. Well, the Metavari piece for me. And of course, that's a local boy made good, Nate Utesh.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Dragonfly LP is really cool. It's kind of an obscure piece. And our friends at Coal Mine have this remarkable 3LP box set that is all of their singles that they've put out over the last couple of years. That's on color vinyl. And it's lovely. Yeah.
Okay, Bob, you're up.
Well, it's hard to choose from 400.
I know it is.
But this year is kind of the year of Woodstock. And there's quite a few Woodstock releases coming because it's the 50th anniversary. My favorite of those is the Janis Joplin because it's a complete performance and it's never been on vinyl before, the entire performance. I'm really excited to hear that because her performance on that Sunday night was incredible and it made her name. I'm also a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young fan, and Four Way Street, which is one of my favorite albums of all time, is being reissued with four new tracks for the first time on vinyl. And finally, I need to give a shout out to Greta Van Fleet, because that's going to be our biggest seller by far. There's some lads from Michigan that are putting their album that came out last year. And matter of fact, it won a Grammy for Rock Record of the Year. It's called From the Fires, and it's coming out on purple vinyl. It's never been available on vinyl. We sold a ton of CDs. Matter of fact, it was our best-selling CD last year. And they're putting it out for Record Store Day, which is like a gift to us, because that's going to be a huge seller, and I love the band.
Okay, and all good choices you guys are picking. Now, okay, National Record Store Day. Is this a male-dominated holiday?
So what I would say is no. I feel that in 2019, the best records that have come out this year have been from female artists, and that does tend to drive a female clientele into our stores. And also, whenever I go out and see the line, it's maybe a 55-45 men to women, quite a few women waiting in line, and then also throughout our stores, and then also for the performances that we have during the day and as well. I feel that it's pretty women-centric as well.
I think it's getting better. I still think it is a male-dominated holiday, but we're seeing a lot of strides in the other direction. More women are buying turntables now than did 10 years ago,
well,
for sure. Yeah, and Kacey Musgraves just won a Grammy for Album of the Year, so women are making lots of strides.
And that's great, and like you note, with the business in general, there's only one way to go but up.
Right,
then.
Right.
So good for you for all of that. Now, what about the non-record promotional specials that I know you're both offering this year? Each of you give me your absolute favorite.
Well, I'd have to say the Crosley RSD3 mini turntable is going to be the hit of the day. It plays 3-inch vinyl pieces, and we'll have those for sale on Saturday for the first time. It's kind of a novelty, and I think most of the folks that are going to buy them are going to be collectors, but they are individually numbered, and I believe they're making 4,000, and that's going to be it. The first one's going to my granddaughter, Abigail, so that's kind of near and dear to my heart. That's a novelty, let's face it, but it'll be fun on Saturday to see how quickly they sell out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, for us, you know, we've always put together some specific hardware packages that we'll have as a special for RSD, you know, with special bundled pricing so that somebody can come in and if they have absolutely nothing, they can get this small bundle that gets them up and running very quickly. And it's always been really successful for us and our customers really love it. And it plays all sizes of records.
Then even gear-wise or something for everyone,
sure,
this record
indeed,
store
sure, indeed.
Sale. That's just great. All right, another thing that folks really look forward to at each of your stores is the special activities du jour.
Mm-hmm.
What you got going this year?
I would say one of the neat things that we're doing this year is we hired a local artist, Trisha Cavalier, who runs Rhapsody Art Studio right down the street from our North Anthony store. We're very, very good friends. And she designed this beautiful vinyl rock shirt for us. We are going to sell those only on Saturday. And $5 from each shirt is going to go to the Community Harvest Food Bank. And we're also going to have a Record Store Day poster for everyone that buys one. So I hope everybody can come out and get
one of
those.
What a worthy cause.
And we're doing a raffle for a RSD-branded turntable that's been donated to us by Dogfish Head. And then all the proceeds from that raffle goes to NeighborLink, which is one of our pet charities.
That's just really something. Talk about two wonderful local charitable organizations between NeighborLink and the food bank. Just great. And I also know, and I think it's safe to say that you've got live music performances indoors, outdoors. If you've either of you have figured out how to put them on the top of your building, you probably have too.
That might be next.
That's okay. We'll have something to talk about next year.
I do have to thank the North Anthony Corridor, though. They helped us put together an outdoor tent this year with live music, Dogfish Head beer. They've been wonderful to work with, and it's just all part of the community. You know, we're having a lot of our local businesses.
Well, that's
involved.
A nice offshoot of this whole event, making extra things happen like that.
Yeah, and we're having Bravas come in, and they have their food truck there for the majority of the day. We also have the poem market coming in, and she drums up poems for people who come up and tell them a little bit about themselves, and it's a really lovely thing there.
Well, it sounds like there's not going to be a dull moment, and in one day activity, you guys are going to be hard put to be cramming everything into those days, but something tells me you will have no problem with that. One thing I have to ask at this point, with the seeming increase in everything National Record Store Day, is there such a thing as too much fun, having too much stimulation?
I just think it's great that we're getting more and more of our neighbors and other businesses and stuff involved. I think that's the future for us. All these other businesses, you know, they've seen what has happened with Record Store Day and they've decided, you know, we want to be part of
this. They really want to be part of it. So yeah. You're saying yeah. The more the merrier. What about you?
Well, yeah. We make sure to not overserve people at our bar.
That's good kind of excess to skip.
Yeah. But, you know, we have people who literally come and they spend the entire day with us. We find that there's really something for everybody all day long. And so.
And are these family friendly, kid friendly?
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Most certainly.
Like. Yes.
All right.
Definitely.
So that's great to know, too. And you've got to get back to the business of getting this blast together, you guys. So just one last question. Beyond the actual sales and that kind of success, which is vital to the health and the whole well-being of local record stores, I get that. What's the purely social impact on this day, and how does it satisfy that enormous pop culture craving going on, do you think?
You know, I would say that record stores are culture creators in their own communities. So what Record Store Day really does is it allows a focus, just one day that really focuses a strong light on what is happening for record stores and what they do for their communities. Whether it's supporting local arts or whether it's supporting other local charities or helping bands get things off the ground. That's what record stores do for communities, and I'm proud to do it.
And I think in my case, having been in the business now for 41 years, that Record Store Day has had the biggest impact in my business of anything that I have ever done. And the amount of bands that have played in Record Store Day, the amount of new customers that have come in because of Record Store Day has made a huge difference on the music culture here in Fort Wayne, I think.
Bob Rhodes and his wife Cindy are owners of Wooden Nickel Records, and Morrison Egan with his wife Danielle Anderson, owners of Neat, Neat, Neat Records and Music. It's always a pleasure to get you two in here on this eve of this wonderful event, guys. Congratulations for another good year going in. Get to it.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much, Julia.